This time, our latest file from Galway 2020, where some large trucks have pulled up outside the Black Box Theatre and disembarked a platoon of cameras and their operators. This evening, Druid Theatre Company will join the likes of the Met and the UK's National Theatre in streaming their latest show live to cinemas. Last night, the film team had their first rehearsal at capturing Gary Hines' new production of Tom Murphy's version of The Cherry Orchard in preparation for tonight's live run. Culturefile went to meet Dione Oram, producer of the filming, and right there at the door, Druid's Brian Fenton.
So we're at the Black Box Theatre in Galway. We are here with Druid, working with a company called Serpent from the UK, putting together this live broadcast of The Cherry Orchard, which is a version by great Galway writer Tom Murphy of the Anton Chekhov original. So we're just walking into the auditorium. Come this way.
Sort of Dirk Lacrotti there doing a bit of a warm-up.
A few of the actors just going through their lines before we open the house, and cameras are in place, and the tech team are doing final checks.
Hello, I'm Dione Oram from Serpent Productions. Brought in to produce the filming of this wonderful play. So today has been our sort of main technical preparation day with rigging the cameras, checking through all the radio mics, all the audio, EQing the audio, working on our, you know, exact layout and technical setup. We come in and our aim is to really capture the show for the audience in the cinema so that they feel almost like they're in the theatre. We really want to capture the director's show and live piece, not change it in any way.
So the cameras get a couple of the seats, as it were?
Oh, yes, the cameras have about 6 seats each. And we have to, it's always very, very critical where the cameras sit in relation to the play so that the director has the best, you know, shots he needs. So that always takes some finessing on the day and moving things a little bit to make sure it's the right, absolutely the best position we can be in.
You're told in the plainest language. The ground is going from under your feet. And you simply won't understand.
So the Black Box with its rate seats now has 6 cameras, 3 very crucial close-up cameras sitting in absolute centre of the house, so they're the best seat in the house, essentially. And then we have 2 cameras on the side that are capturing entrances, exits, and connection of different parts of the show. And then you have the wide shot giving the full proscenium. So we have 6 cameras. We have a lighting team in who work with the show lighting team, and they are making sure all the lights and the balance of the cameras works for cinema. And then we have a big audio team here who've been rigging radio mics today and making sure you can't see them and making sure that the sound levels are right. And then we have microphones also dotted around the theatre, just capturing very clean vocal dialogue to go into the mix.
Come 8 o'clock, where will you be?
We have an OB truck parked outside. OB stands for outside broadcast. I will be in the truck with the director and his, what we call gallery team, who work with him. Ross McGibbon, who very, very experienced live filming director for theatre shows and opera and ballet, he has spent since the show opened, in fact, scripting every camera. So he has worked with his, initially on his own, and then with his key team and the camera operators, they all have script numbers. It's all scripted. Mostly I am just watching it, and by this stage I'm watching it and happy it's all going well. This show, the complexities and the challenges have been the width of the staging, width of the stage, and our proximity camera-wise, but it's also because there's a lot going on an awful lot of the time with this show. Different upstage action, characters that you really want to capture on film. So it's how you capture it without either being too quick in your cut, but also allowing the action to unfold. So it's really cutting the right angles, but it is quite a complex place. There's a lot of movement and a very wide stage with different things going on. So we've been working with Druid on this actually for nearly a year, since I think we started talking about it. And then tonight is our first run through where we finesse, we watch it, we see if any little things need changing, we're checking on any tweaks on the show lighting that needs to be done for filming to make it work, and also the balance of the audio, and we have to just work through that. So tonight's our first rehearsal. We make some tweaks before the transmission tomorrow night.
I do have a feeling something is happening. though the roof were to come in on top of us.
We've been working on this for many months now at Druid. It's I suppose what we're saying is the first Irish theatre company to do it on this scale, I suppose, in the sense that live on the night, we're playing really across Ireland, you know, up to 30 cinemas nationally, and in a lot of places that Druid regularly tour to. So we've a big audience around the country. And again, it's all about access and I suppose getting a very cheap front seat for some people, which is great. So we're playing up as far as Letterkenny and down to Dungarvan and Cork and Limerick and all around the country. And then a couple of UK cinemas live as well, which is very exciting. So again, just getting, I suppose, that Druid presence as much as we can out there as part of the Galway 2020 year as well, which is all about, I suppose, looking out to Europe and indeed looking out to the world and just getting a great piece of Irish writing out as much as we can, yeah.
And beyond these islands, the performance will have a live, but not tonight, as it were.
Exactly, yeah. So we use the live recording to, over a series of the next 12 months, really, to do what we're calling encore performances. Across the world, really, we've got Mumbai, Abu Dhabi, Sao Paulo, and a lot of US territories kind of locked in, and we're releasing them as we go as well. We're going to be kind of rolling them out for the next 12 months. So it's very exciting, and again, getting out to places that Druid maybe have never even been heard of, or indeed places that we might have toured to in the past.
There you go, and you have your programme next. Enjoy the show.
This is currently happening in cinemas, but I guess there are a lot of ways that this kind of presentation of a live event could end up in people's eyes and ears.
Yes, obviously there's the opportunity to stream online, and obviously there's now obviously all the digital streaming platforms, and so there is potential for more events and more shows to be shown through streaming. I think there are some shows that really, really need a big screen and this big sound of a cinema. You can't beat that, essentially. I think if you're going to make a film, let's make it the best it can be.
Dione Oram there, and you heard also from Druid's Brian Fenton. That broadcast of The Cherry Orchard starts tonight at 7 p.m., most likely in a cinema near you.